Here at the World Food Prize 2012 in Des Moines, Iowa, with me is Amy Bradford with Growmark Incorporated. And Amy, why does Growmark have an interest in the World Food Prize?
Well, we are really in a global business. Agriculture is a global business, and we are very interested in learning right now, this morning, the Global Harvest Initiative, talking about how the world is changing and has changed. And I thought it was interesting that Chris Delgado talked about these things are not just happening right now, but they're extension of trends. And by 2050, we have to feed a 9 billion world population. And so Growmark's here to learn about what things we can do to help meet the demand for food.
This is the International Year of the Cooperative, and I've seen a couple of things out recently really touting the fact that cooperatives are helping to feed the world. Comment on that a little bit.
Yes, that really is true. We are involved in cooperative education. Most recently, we've been involved in Ghana, working with local farmers there to form cooperatives. We're also hosting a group of Brazilians here at the end of this month to share with them about the cooperative structure and how working together really does improve their long-term profitability, how it can help collaborate. Help them get the things that they need, the inputs that they need to grow food for a growing world population. So cooperative structure, International Year of Co-ops, yes, it is International Year of Co-ops, but we live this every day. We help educate farmers and others about the value of cooperatives and what that brings to the table in terms of raising incomes and socioeconomic impact.
And it's so significant in growing nations, growing economies, because that's really what it's all about, is empowering the farmers to be able to sustain themselves and feed themselves.
Right. And Growmark in and of itself has 85-year history of the cooperative business structure. And it really is a testament to the value of that enterprise system and how farmers in 1927 came together and realized that by working together, they could do more and accomplish more than working on their own.
Well, you mentioned the GAP report. That's what we just heard here. What do you think about that, and how will that help Growmark moving forward?
Well, I thought it was really interesting, talking about productivity and the increased demand for animal protein, which we have known for some time, and how our farmers, the farmers who are members of their local FS cooperatives, how they are looking out ahead 10, 15 years to grow the grain to feed the livestock. Other opportunities, I think that the World Food Prize and the Global Harvest Initiative gives us is really information from the Economic Research Service. And I was interested to learn what they're doing to help farmers understand that. So I can take that information back and share with our local farmers as well about, things that Economic Research is looking at, the World Bank, some of the other smallholder farmers throughout the world, what they're looking at and what they need, and hopefully be able to provide some of that information and education to them.
All right, very good. Well, great to see you here, Amy, at the World Food Prize in Des Moines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.